This podcast is sponsored by Aurora Packaging Solutions, a global packaging solutions provider leading the transition to a more sustainably packaged future. They specialize in developing packaging and visual communication solutions that reduce the impact on the environment and bring sustainability goals to life. With a focus on partnership and service, they create a custom solution for your business. To learn more, please visit www.ORORAPACKAGING.com. Welcome to Sustainable Packaging with Corey Connors. Today's guests are the Connors. This is episode 100. And due to an error on my part where I didn't push the right button on this thing before, we didn't record the last time we did this. So we are trying again. Welcome, everyone. How are you today?
I'm good.
Very good.
It actually happens to be Father's Day, which makes this very appropriate. And let's start by going around the room and doing some introductions. So let's start with the youngest, Miss May Connors.
Okay, what do I do?
Say, I'm May Connors. And I'm, how old are you, May?
I'm 7 years old.
All right. And Mr. Declan Connors, how old are you?
I'm 10.
Are you not sure?
No.
And I won't ask you the same question, but what's your name, ma'am?
My name is Angela Connors.
And I want to thank you guys for all of your amazing support of this crazy podcast that just has grown and grown and grown and grown and grown and so much fun in this industry. I'm thankful. I'm appreciative. I am overwhelmed by the audience and by the talents in the industry. I mean, I just interviewed Tom Zaki. I can't even believe it. He's one of my heroes in the sustainability world and just honored. And people like Frederick Drew and so many great guests. And I'm just thankful. So thank you all for listening. Thank you all for paying attention to the show. But they have, for the first time ever, I'm going to have someone interview me in my own podcast. So let's start with some questions here.
How did you get into sustainable packaging?
Oh, that's a great question. I totally fell backwards into packaging. I did not intend to be in the packaging world. I graduated high school and applied for two jobs, one at Weyerhaeuser and one at Les Schwab. They offered me both jobs and Weyerhaeuser told me I didn't have to shave my goatee. So I went with that one. And I stayed with that for 5 years and paid my way through college. And then when I graduated college with a degree in advertising, I found out no one in the advertising world was hiring. So I went to work for a local packaging company called Landsberg, and I've been there for 20 years. So that's how I got into packaging. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Did you want to ask this one?
What's your favorite packaging?
My favorite packaging. Oh, I have lots that I like a lot. The one that I've really been enjoying lately is called FlexiHex. And I think that's the one where I dropped the bottle from way up on the ladder and it survived. Oh. That was the bottle of wine.
Yeah, Declan filmed those episodes.
Declan filmed most of those episodes. And I've gotten more feedback, positive and negative, from that series of packaging tests than anything else I've ever done. So thank you, Declan. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah. What?
I was going to ask why that's your favorite packaging, but
why is it? Because it's very versatile. It's 100% recycled. It's 100% curbside recyclable. It's totally paper, which is awesome. It is, in my opinion, one of the most diverse kinds of packaging in the industry. There's so much that can be done with it.
And super strong.
And super strong.
Very strong.
We dropped it from 10 feet in the air and it survived. It didn't break until 11 feet.
Crazy.
Crazy.
I still can't believe it.
Yeah.
So weird.
Yeah.
Still have the tape on the shop.
Yeah, we still have the marks on the shop where we did all the drops. So
we might need to do more drop testing.
Yeah.
Who knows? The kids want to know, why did you start a podcast? What made you get into this?
Well, my friend Adam Peake and my other friend, Mr. Valio Matos, said, hey, man, we need more podcasts in the world of packaging. And I said, I don't want to do a podcast. And they said, well, we need more. And I said, okay, I'll make one. What should I call it? Sustainable packaging. Okay, that sounds interesting. And And then Mr. Kyle Kaplanis, who is a podcast wizard, showed me and Angela what to do and how to edit and how to start the whole thing. And we fumbled through it, and here we are. This will be episode 100, but I've already recorded more than this. So it's very exciting. It's working. We're getting attention. We're getting positive attention. We're teaching people the good news about sustainability and how to be more sustainable with your packaging, which is the whole point of this.
Yeah, it's got to start there.
It has to start there. It has to start with education. It has to start with, this is possible. We can be sustainable with packaging. We can do things that are better for the planet than just cheap alternatives. There are options that, and not always will sustainable packaging be less money or even equal. Yeah. Sometimes it's more, but it's worth it. The value is there. The customer acquisition is there. The customer retention is there.
Yeah.
You guys know what that means? Customer retention.
Yeah.
You keep a customer.
Yeah.
Very, very important. Any other questions or anything that you guys want to talk about?
We have a whole more, but we have a whole nother side.
Like, whole nother side. Oh my gosh.
Declan, do you want to ask this one? Or is that Maze?
That's mine.
Can you recycle coins?
Can you recycle coins?
That's what May asked that question.
Yeah, you can recycle coins. They melt them down and turn them into new coins. Yeah, that happens actually.
Who knew?
This is not packaging related, but that's okay. This is episode 100. We can do whatever we want.
May asks, should plastic be thrown away?
No. No, most plastic is very recyclable. Now, here's the caveat though. You can't just put it in your, it has to go oftentimes to the grocery store. Remember how we go to the grocery store and we drop off at the store in the bin there? Mm-hmm. And that gets turned into Trex decking.
What is Trex?
Trex is the plastic decking wood replacement material.
Okay.
And they've recycled over 5 billion pounds of plastic.
Billion with a B?
With a B.
And we're helping.
We're helping. Oh, right.
My good.
What is the most recycled item or type of
recyclable?
Good question. I think there's some debate there, but the number one most recycled consumer item is the car battery.
Really?
Car battery.
And I actually learned that from your dad, Mr. John Perdue, who is a brilliant man. And he taught me that the reason why it's recycled so much is because it's so valuable. Mm-hmm. It has a huge core charge. So you bring it back to the auto parts store and say, I need a new car battery. They're going to give you $25. And that's worth it to people to take the old one out and bring it back in. So that leads me to my new philosophy, which is deposit systems work.
Yeah.
And I think that was the impetus for a lot of this discussion. And the more I learn about deposit systems, the more I learn that they work. Oregon has double the recycle rates for aluminum cans and bottles and things with deposits mm-hmm. of states that don't use a deposit system. And that's a massive difference. It's from 35 to over 70%. We need a national bottle deposit, in my opinion.
Yeah, incentive to bring your stuff back.
Basically. Yeah. Yeah, you're just saying, hey, I'm going to bring this back next time. Well, here's my nickel or here's a dime. It works. Let's do it.
I remember when Oregon went up to 10 cents, I was like, whoa, okay.
That's a big deal. And a lot of people don't know that. Yeah, Oregon has a law when the rates drop below a certain number, they double the rate or the price. So it's from 5 cents to 10 cents.
Say that again, our recycling rates?
When our recycling rates dip below a certain number, we go back up to 10 cents.
Got it.
So it can go from 5 to 10.
So that's why the increase.
Yeah.
Interesting. Does it go back to 5 if it goes above that number?
Maybe. I'm not sure. I'll have to look that up. That's a great question, Declan.
Yeah.
We'll study that and we'll get back to the audience.
Yeah. Study.
Maybe we could do another episode for 200.
Yes. Episode 200 shall be the Connors back again.
Yes.
I love it.
We only come back every 100 episodes.
That's it.
Yes. Which is a year or 3 months.
Depends, yeah.
Depends.
Maybe 3 months. Make sure to follow.
Yeah.
Or
like and share, right?
Yeah.
Maiden and Declan are future YouTubers. Yeah. Lots coming from them. It's going to be exciting to watch their careers in the podcasting and social media worlds.
Yeah.
Someday people will watch this episode and say, remember when May didn't have 1 million followers? Remember when Declan didn't have 1 million followers?
Yeah. What do you like most about packaging?
Oh, man. I like to solve problems. I like to help companies that I work with be more sustainable. I like to help them sell their products more. And then I like to help the consumer have a really cool experience. That's important to me.
You like the cool. Yeah. I've seen packaging.
The cool packaging.
What is this a consumer? What's a consumer?
A consumer is anybody that buys something. Okay. I'm a consumer. You're a consumer. May's a consumer. Mom's a consumer.
Okay.
When you went to Columbia and you bought that shirt, you consumed that shirt. You bought it. You purchased it. It's not like ate it, but it's similar.
I consumed these pajamas.
Yeah. PJs.
Nom, nom, nom.
So
the kids also came up with what's the difference between corrugated and cardboard.
Yes. Corrugated has a squiggly line in the middle, the flute, right? It's what gives it its thickness and its strength. But I have a couple questions for you.
Yes.
What's it like to have a dad that's a sustainable packaging podcaster?
Can I answer that?
Yeah.
We have a lot of packaging in our house.
Yeah. That's really true. Like every time there's like a cool packaging.
Every time we go shopping.
Or if something comes and it's in a cool package. Hold on. I gotta
do a video.
Gotta make a video about it.
Gotta make a TikTok.
Gotta do with it.
Yeah.
Show the people.
Well, I love you guys and I appreciate you. Thank you for being amazing and supportive.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Berg Aurora, for sponsoring this podcast. We do appreciate you. You have been amazing partners. And thank you all for listening. If you're listening, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss episode 200 when it comes out with this great family again.
Yeah.
And give us a review. Give us a 5-star review. Those are always appreciated.
5, 5, 5.
Yeah. Yeah.
555-star, 5-star.
Really good.
Yes. There you go. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
This episode is sponsored by SpecRite, the first purpose-built platform for specification management. So much has changed when it comes to packaging, and there's a new book to help you stay ahead of the curve, The Evolution of Products and Packaging, written by longtime packaging executive Mr. Matthew Wright, helps you unpack industry trends and explains how you can use data to drive packaging innovation and sustainability. Download your free copy today at specrite.com/book. That's SPECRIGHT.com/book.